First, I think that Israel should suspend all the negotiations with Lebanon until Israel is more than sure that nobody shoots anything at Israel as kind of pressure, because you cannot negotiate when you have this threat above you all the time. And this is what Hezbollah wants to create. The situation where whenever we don't agree to what they demand, even if their demands are totally illogical, that they would hit us and we continue negotiating with them.
Maybe this would be a victory for Hezbollah, because these negotiations, if they come to a fruitful conclusion, are in Israel's interests.
No. Hezbollah needs the money. Don't forget, they want to sell the gas because they have to take Lebanon out from this swamp of problems, and first of all the monetary problem, and the gas is one of the, if not the only, ways how to get out of this crisis, the economic crisis. They need the money way much more than Israel needs it. So, but they want more, and the more they want, the less are the chances that Israel will agree to this, because they already, there is the American mediator Amos Hochstein gave a very good deal to the Lebanese, that they get 55% of the Karish gas field and Israel on only 45, but they want much more than 55, although they don't deserve to have more. So now the question is, in my view, how negotiations are being conducted, with a threat or without a threat? Israel should suspend the negotiations until Hezbollah commits itself to never anymore use any kind of threat against Israel, let alone sending drones or anything else against Israel. So if Israel continues with the negotiations, Israel actually invites the next drones to be launched at us, only because Hezbollah doesn't agree to something.
Why do you think Hezbollah went to all the effort to fire three drones but didn't arm them with explosives?
Well, if they armed them with explosives and they might even attacked the rig, this is a casus belli. They want to do something which will not force Israel to retaliate. So sending these things, and maybe you know there is some things which are behind the scenes. Israel announced that we had an intelligence information about these drones and we waited for them. Where did they get the information from? Maybe Hezbollah, not by mistake, by intention, leaked the information they are actually about to launch these drones. So Israel will attack them, and this way Israel doesn't have to retaliate because nothing really happened to the rig.
Is it feasible those drones were fired by Hezbollah without prior Iranian approval?
Yes. Hezbollah has its own agenda, and because what I think, that the Iranians definitely want their consent prior to launching, is about missiles, not about drones. Drones are much easier to be hit by the defenses, either by the, and is that actually what happened? One was hit by an airplane, and other two were hit by the ships.
Isn't there a danger now that foreign companies who may have been considering investing in Israeli gas and oil exploration in the Mediterranean will now say, no, it's too dangerous?
Definitely. And maybe this is one of the intentions of Hezbollah. But don't forget that it could be to the other side as well. Now, when Israel and Hezbollah might come back to clashes, the same companies will raise the price or the insurance price for digging in Lebanon as well. So Hezbollah does win from this thing, especially about the prices. So what I think that Israel, the least which Israel could do is to announce that they are suspending all the negotiations with Lebanon and would wait until Israel gets all the assurances that this thing will never repeat.